Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to KRBL Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Jain, Chief Financial Officer of KRBL Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call for analysts and investors of KRBL Limited. Today we have several key speakers on the call: Mr. Anil Kumar Mittal, Chairman and Managing Director; Mr. Anup Kumar Gupta, Joint Managing Director; and Mr. Aayush Gupta, Head of the Domestic Division. To kick off the call, Mr. Mittal will provide updates on the business, industry, and our overall strategy. Following that, Aayush will delve into the perspectives of our domestic business. Finally, I will present the financial overview of the company for the first quarter of the current financial year. Once the management has concluded their opening remarks, we will open the floor for an interactive Q&A session. Please note that some of the statements made during the call may contain forward-looking information, and actual results may differ from these statements. For more details, you can refer to KRBL's investor presentation, which is available on the stock exchange website and our company's website. Now I would like to invite Anil ji to share his views. The floor is yours.
Good afternoon, investors. The world rice production in marketing year 2022-23 is expected to be marginally lower at 512.5 million tons, lower by 0.2% over the preceding marketing year. The shortage is mainly due to lower production in China and Pakistan. In marketing year 2023-24, despite El Niño conditions, world rice production is estimated at 520.8 million tons, which is higher by 1.6% against previous year. India is expected to grow record rice production at 135.5 million metric tons in marketing year 2022-23, which includes 2022 Kharif crop and 2023 Rabi crop. Further, the Indian government, in its effort to support farmers' income, has announced a 7% higher MSP for rice in the upcoming Kharif season at 2,183 per quintal and 22.03 per quintal for common grade, respectively. We do not see any impact of the MSP on the basmati prices, as basmati paddy prices have been trading at a much higher level as compared to the MSP. The basmati production for marketing year 2022-23 is around 9.5 million metric tons, about 12% higher than last year. Despite the overall increase in rice production in India in both basmati and non-basmati segments, we have seen a general price increase this year during the crop cycle, which indicates growing demand for both basmati rice and non-basmati rice from India. India's basmati export has grown 16% in volume terms and 46% in value terms in FY23 over FY22. Volume growth mainly came from Saudi Arabia, UAE, Yemen, Oman, Qatar, USA, U.K., and Jordan, whereas India's total rice export grew by 6% to record volume of 22.34 million metric tons and 24% in value terms to rupees 89,689 crores, accounting for nearly 42% of the global rice trade. The area under basmati paddy is expected to be higher in the new crop 2023 due to good prices realized by the farmer last year. As per latest information available, the sowing of basmati paddy has increased in Punjab and Haryana, including Western Uttar Pradesh, with a forecast of increase in production by 12% over last year. This does not include non-GI areas such as MP and Rajasthan. It is too early to comment on the price structure of the new crop since it will depend upon the final outcome of the crop and the government decision on whether they will continue with the export ban of non-basmati rice. On the non-basmati side, despite imposition on export duty of non-basmati white rice of 20% during September, from September 2022, India has exported a higher quantity of non-basmati rice at 4.2 million tons during the period September 2022 to March 2023, as against 3.37 million tons in the same period of previous year. Therefore, the government decided to ban the export of this grade in order to control the prices in the domestic market. This decision has severely impacted the global rice prices, as stock in other exporting countries such as Thailand, Vietnam and Pakistan are also not abundant to take care of the shortfall created by the ban. KRBL impact due to the rice export ban is very minimal. Our exports of specially premium grade of non-basmati variant is affected, but we have represented our case to the government through the trade association and various chambers of commerce to carve out a proposal to allow export of premium variants of these do not have any effect on the food inflation and food security concerns of Government of India. As you have seen financial result for the quarter, our export revenue is rupees 540 crore in Q1 and FY24 against 485 crore in Q1 FY23. With respect to the export business, Q1 has been a little slow. This is on account of two reasons, with preponement of some sales to Q4 FY2023 going to early Ramadan, and some distribution related changes in some key markets. We are hoping to complete the distribution refresh soon. With that, the second half of this year should be set up in performance vis-a-vis Q1. Any details regarding the export performance for any particular market can be discussed during question and answer session. In regard to our expansion program, we would like to apprise you that Gujarat plant is fully functional and production is live. Presently, we are keeping our cargo in rented warehouses till the time we construct another warehouse of about 1 lakh square feet, for which government approval is awaited. In Karnataka, all formalities pertaining to the land acquisition are completed, government permissions are in place, and civil construction started in the month of June 2023. In MP, already the land has been purchased, government formalities to start construction is applied for. It will take time to get government clearances. Regarding buyback, I think so, I will hand over to Ashish. He will give you the detailed details of the buyback, including dividend amounts and for the final dividend for finance year 22-23. Thank you.
Ayush, maybe you can cover your speech and then
ask. Yeah. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ayush Gupta and I'll be covering the domestic business remarks for today. I'm pleased to be here today to discuss KRBL's remarkable performance and strategic efforts in the domestic market during the first quarter of financial year 2024. Our commitment to growth and innovation has led us to achieve outstanding accomplishments across various dimensions of our business. In terms of our domestic sales performance, I'm excited to share that our quarter one domestic sales, excluding power, reached an impressive rupees 845 crores, reflecting a remarkable growth of 19% compared to the same period last year. This success is a testament to our relentless dedication to delivering quality products and meeting the evolving needs of our consumers. Our branded basmati segment, a cornerstone of our success, has demonstrated strong momentum. The volume sales of both consumer pack and bulk packs have surged by 6% and 14% respectively, contributing to a noteworthy 9% increase in overall branded basmati volume over quarter one financial year 2023. We are thrilled to report that KRBL continues to consolidate its leadership position in the domestic market with a 90 basis points gain in volume market share, reaching to 32.4% in general trade and an impressive 510 basis points gain to reach 41.9% in modern trade. Underpinning our achievements are the three strategic pillars that drive our domestic business. The growth in branded basmati household penetration, outpacing the unbranded segment, is a noteworthy feat. Our flagship brand, India Gate, has shown exemplary progress by growing penetration faster than the category itself. Moreover, I'm elated to announce that KRBL has crossed the marvelous milestone of 1 crore consuming households, reflecting the trust and loyalty our brand enjoys amongst consumers. Distribution has been a key focus area for us, and I'm delighted to share that our efforts are paying off. We have meticulously evaluated our distribution potential across geographies and made substantial improvements to our distribution infrastructure, resulting in a notable increase of 230 basis points in our numeric distribution over the previous quarter. This enhancement empowers us to better serve our diverse consumer base. Our commitment to innovation is evident in our category expansion agenda. We have embarked on a regional approach with India Gate's South India marketing campaign. This campaign is aimed at expanding basmati consumption beyond the confines of biryani, unlocking new avenues for growth and reaching untapped markets. In addition to our branded basmati success, we have witnessed remarkable growth in our non-basmati sales, which surged by an impressive 60% to Rs. 30 crores in quarter one financial year 2024 compared to the same period last year. Our regionalized business is progressing in line with our expectations, on track to achieve a 5% share of the overall domestic revenue for the full financial year. Addressing our quarter one financial year 2024 performance, the 9.3% decline compared to quarter four financial year 2023 is a result of seasonal category dynamics. Bulk pack sales peak from October to March due to festivals and weddings, followed by a natural decline. Hence, this is not a sales drop, but a pattern reflecting market behavior. In our quarter one financial year 2024 performance update, amidst our achievements, a promising development has taken place. Recent years have witnessed the rampant commercialization of basmati rice, raising concerns about authenticity due to reports of blending other grains, artificial fragrances and colors. However, a new ray of hope emerges as stringent regulations come into effect this August. These regulations aim to restore consumer trust and ensure the true essence of basmati rice. The regulation enforced from 1st August 2023 are poised to bring about a significant shift in the basmati rice landscape. Key quality parameters that consumers will now rightfully expect for the price they pay are explicitly outlined in these regulations. One notable change expected with the implementation of these regulations is the probable preference shift among consumers from loose basmati rice to packaged ones. The newfound assurance of authenticity offered by packaged varieties is likely to resonate well with consumers seeking the genuine basmati experience. Looking ahead, these regulations are poised to have a favorable impact on domestic trade. The presence of well-defined standards will elevate the quality benchmark of basmati rice across markets. Moreover, the regulations will promote trade literacy and empower consumers with better education. This could signal the end of businesses that thrived on adulterated basmati, ultimately purifying the market for benefit of all consumers. As we continue to uphold our commitment to excellence and authenticity, India Gate Basmati Rice proudly joined hands with Eat Right India under the esteemed aegis of FSSAI to embark on a nationwide Basmati Rice No Compromise campaign. This momentous collaboration underscores our dedication to promoting healthier eating habits, advocating balanced nutrition and enhancing food safety awareness among consumers across India. By spearheading this initiative, India Gate Basmati Rice assumes a pioneering role in raising widespread awareness about the recently introduced FSSAI regulation on identity standards for basmati rice. With this concerted effort, we anticipate a positive transformation within the industry, fostering an environment of trust and quality. With this, I come to an end of my remarks. Thank you for your unwavering support, and I assure you that KRBL remains committed to its growth trajectory, innovation, and delivering value to our stakeholders. I will now hand it over to our CFO, Ashish Jain, for further updates.
Thanks, Ayush. I will now take you through the performance for the quarter ended 30th June 23. All figures mentioned by me would refer to the consolidated financials of KRBL Limited. Total income for the quarter was at 1,441 crores, marking a growth of 16% over the corresponding quarter last year. Revenue from operations grew by 15%, while other income in the quarter increased by 144% on account of interest on income tax refund, gain on forex, and mark-to-market investment gains. Domestic revenue, excluding power, increased by 19% over the corresponding quarter last year to Rs. 845 crores. Year-on-year, basmati sales increased by 20%, driven by 14% growth in volume, which was at 107,000 MT, and 5% growth in basmati realization, which was at 68,500 per ton. On the export side, revenue increased by 11% over the corresponding quarter to 540 crores. Out of the 441 crores unrecognized export revenue as of the end of quarter 4 23, Rs. 423 crore revenue is recognized in Q1 24. Outlook for this segment has already been covered in comments of Anilji. Gross margin in the quarter was at 28.8% and was affected by higher basmati unit cost on a Y-on-Y basis. EBITDA margin for the quarter was at 19.3% as against 19.6% in the corresponding quarter. EBITDA trend is affected by lower gross margin but benefited from higher other income and lower proportionate other expenses, primarily freight and advertisement. Finance cost for the quarter was at 1.5 crores as against 2 crores on account of lower notional interest on liabilities. PAT for quarter was at 195 crores or 13.3% as against 164 crores or 13% in the corresponding quarter. PAT margin improved on account of lower proportionate finance cost and lower effective tax rate. I will now share an analysis of Q1 24 versus Q4 23. Revenue from operations in Q4, like I mentioned, was at 1,414 crores as against 1,280 crores in the preceding quarter. Domestic sales, as Ayush mentioned, were lower by 87 crores, while export sale at 540 crores was higher by 209 crores. Domestic basmati volume was lower by around 10,000 MT due to seasonal factors, as Ayush explained, while basmati volume was higher by around 35,000 MT, largely because of bulk basmati export recognized during the quarter. Quarter 1 gross margin is higher due to higher sale of high margin basmati rice and 2% lower average basmati COGS. EBITDA margin has improved by 518 points due to improved gross margin coupled with lower proportionate freight and advertisement expenses. Moving on to balance sheet highlights, total inventory as of June 30, 23 was at 3,278 crores, comprising 849 crores of paddy as against 396 crores in June 22 and 2,264 crores of rice as against 1,908 crores in June 22. In volume terms, paddy stocks were at approximately 211,000 tons and rice at approximately 371,000 tons. These numbers were 116,000 tons and 367,000 tons respectively last year. Inventory is higher primarily to meet higher expected demand. Total cash and cash balance, including all investments but excluding that in equity shares, as of June 30, 23, was at 930 crores as against 936 crores as of June 22. With respect to distribution of surplus to shareholders, as you would have noted, the board has recommended 100% dividend, which would come to Rs. 1 per share, and approved buyback of 325 crores, as also mentioned by our chairman. With this, the total distribution to shareholders, including the tax payable on buyback, would be around 400 crores and around 24 crores of dividend, leading to a total outflow of about 424 crores. With that, I come to an end of my prepared remarks. I would now like to hand over to the moderator for opening the Q&A session. Just want to mention that as the ED matter is sub judice, we will not be in a position to respond to queries on this matter. So over to the moderator now.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from O3 PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my first question was on export side. We are hearing that rice export ban is making global rice importers worried and people want early shipments. Are we seeing price rise and better terms of trade because of what has happened in the domestic market? And secondly, what percentage of our business in exports would be short-term business or single consignment or few consignment type of business? Can you elaborate on these two aspects?
See, there is no doubt there is a panicky abroad because of the ban of non-basmati rice. But as far as non-basmati is concerned, it is a peninsular business of KRBL. We are primarily exporting basmati rice. And since we are into branding business, there is not a very much roller coaster type of behavior because the orders are with the distributors and they have been ordering at a consistent level. So if there is any demand abroad, it would be in private label, not in our segment of branded business. So we are doing our normal business. Exports have been going normally in their own way. But only the difference is that during Ramadan, there were some early shipments. So that effect was there in Q3, at Q1. But in Q2, we are very much expected to make it our normal export. There is no problem.
Okay. And any update on Saudi market, especially on retail side and wholesale and retail, how is the new distributor and what is the progress there?
See, as far as distributor related, there have been some changes which has also affected the sales, which we are going to complete by another 1 week or 10 days by 15th of August. So you will find really the upgradation in export, upliftment in export from middle of quarter two, and quarter three and four will show a remarkable results.
Okay, and one last question, then I'll join back the queue. See, this year we have paid both dividend and buyback, and congrats or thanks for it. And it's a significant proportion of last year's profit. But in future, as our balance sheet is now net cash, is there a thought that we'll be paying this percentage of profits as, let's say, dividend or buyback or whatever it is? And or in a range, would you like to keep it? So any thoughts on that?
I think so. Ashish should reply to this.
Yeah, so thanks for the question. See, just in terms of policy terms, there is no change in our dividend policy. That continues as is. The way we looked at it this time was that we had surpluses beyond our requirement, not for all the time to come, but at least for some time right now. And therefore, we decided to continue with the dividend, but then add buyback to it because we find that that's a very good tool in terms of returning well to the shareholders. Long term, there is no decision yet on what the mix of dividend and buyback would be, but we'll just evaluate it as and when surplus funds are available.
Okay. Thank you for my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Karan Premchand Gupta from Savi Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Two questions from my side. One, can you discuss the capex and working capital requirements for the company for the next 2 to 3 years? And then secondly, on the international business, if I remember correctly, last quarter there were some shipments that were supposed to be, that got delayed and were supposed to be booked in Q1. So excluding the effect of that, can you tell us what the revenues were in the current quarter for the export business? And my sense is there's been a significant drop. So if you could also just elaborate on that. And also, if I may squeeze in one more, Mr. Jain just discussed the dividend policy for the company that stays as is. If you could just elaborate on what the current policy is that you expect to continue into the future for the time being. Thanks.
Yeah. So on CapEx, our maintenance CapEx is around 50 crores a year. In terms of the expansion that we are doing, the aggregate spend on that should be between 200-250 crores, all funded by internal accruals. This is going to be spread between FY23 to FY25. In terms of the requirement from working capital point of view, our principal working capital component, as you know, is inventory. On an average, we maintain about 220-230 days of inventory. And therefore, as sales grow, that number will increase. That is primarily funded through internal accruals, and we borrow short-term primarily during the paddy buying season. In terms of the investment and dividend policy, so it is there on our website, but just to summarize, the effort there is to distribute around 15% of PAT. And I think your other question was on export performance. So out of when we ended the last quarter, which is the quarter ended March 31st, 2023, we had mentioned that around 441 crores was shipments that were dispatched, but the revenue was pending recognition. Out of that 441, 423 crores have been recognized. And so if you look at the export for the quarter, the total number is 540 crores. So excluding that revenue, this results in about 115-120 crores of export. Now, that number on a year-on-year basis is lower, but as Anil ji explained, there are two reasons for that. One is around 20-25 crores of revenue. Export revenue got preponed in quarter four because Ramadan this year, which is the principal festival in the Middle East, got preponed, and that's an occasion where a lot of consumption happens. So we have shipped orders to that effect in the earlier quarter. And second, there is an ongoing distribution change there, which we are hoping to conclude by sometime in quarter two. So you should see a step up on the quarter one export performance in the second half of this year.
Okay. So this change in the distributor in the Middle East, this was something that we had undergone recently, right? So we are changing that distributor again and moving on to somebody else. And then on the inventory requirement for the new plants, what would be the inventory? Yeah, if you could just elaborate on what are the expected sales from the new plants that are being set up so that we can get a sense of the working capital requirements for those. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Yeah. So on the new plants, we are seeing our estimate is that initially we see about 400-450 crores of additional revenue. So the inventory with that should be around 200-300 crores additional over the current level. I think in terms of the distributor refresh, yes, so there was one done sometime back. However, that is being revisited, but that should be completed by quarter two.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Somin Chaudhary from Jet Age Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Mr. Jain mentioned about the domestic volume and realization being 68,500. And I think in the last call, you had mentioned that the domestic realization was 74,000. So is there a drop of 7-8% over the previous quarter? And if you could give a similar breakup for exports also in terms of volumes and realization, it would be quite helpful.
No, there is no drop per se, Somin. There is a slight change in the product mix, but otherwise, overall realizations are in trend vis-à-vis last quarter. In fact, when we look at realizations, they've been fairly stable for the last three quarters. On the export number, the total basmati realization in quarter one 2024 was around 98,000 per MT for basmati.
Okay. 98,000 tons.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Yeah. This is a realization.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. And what would be the volume?
Yeah. So volume, I don't have right now. I can share with you separately.
Okay. And what would be the outlook going forward, like for this quarter and next quarter? Are we again seeing stable kind of realizations?
Yeah, so I think, Anup, do you want to touch on the price trend?
No, realization are going to increase. You see, the market as on date is on fire. So definitely the second quarter, you will see definitely the 5%-7% jump on the realization.
Okay. One more issue on the domestic crop, as you are saying that the area, sown area is better than last year. So are we expecting a better crop and then a price drop in October, November when the new crop comes in?
See, that is why it is still too early, because sowing is still continuing, because in certain areas where there were flood-affected areas, the sowing is still continuing, and it will take another 1 week for the sowing to be completed. But this year, the sowing is on a larger area of about 15% over last year, 12%-15%. We expect the crop size to also increase by 12%-15%. But at the moment, to give you any guesswork on that will be wrong on our part.
Okay, fine. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jayant Mamania from Care Portfolio Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Sir, can you elaborate on the export of 540 crores on geographic basis? At least top three territories.
Jayant, we don't typically give market-wise detail because that's sensitive from a competition point of view.
Okay. The second question is, India's total Basmati exports, Middle East consists of 78%. So can you tell us the top three players after KRBL?
You mean who are the largest exporters?
Yeah, to Middle East.
From India.
From India.
See, we have three top is, one is Saudi Arabia.
Exporters. Exporters from India.
India, Daawat is.
Daawat is from
Middle East. So there are three more companies. One is Sampeltech, another is DD International, and the fourth one is, who is the fourth one? There are many. There are one, two, three, four in numbers. I can't say. These are the two other big players, but there's Sampeltech, another is DD International. But all other are normally private players. They are also not into branding. They're all into private label, exports into private label.
Okay.
Yeah. So just to, just to add to that, I think what Anil was saying was that when, the names that he mentioned, these are all bulk exporters.
Correct.
So they tend to do very large volumes. However, as you know, from a packaged branded point of view, KRBL is the largest exporter.
Okay. So can you tell us to what extent we could recover our lost market due to that change of agent?
Yeah, so, it's already been explained that I think that is a temporary, go-to-market change. You should see a step up from the current levels of performance in the second half of this year.
Okay. So in case of domestic market, our sales is stabilized around 900 crores. So what kind of growth we expect, and these FSSAI norms have come into place?
Yeah, so, we've been growing quarter-over-quarter at about 9%-10%, and we'll be expecting to close the financial year in healthy double digits. So, I would say between 10%-15%. Some tailwinds we got last year was the GST, and I believe FSSAI norms, which have recently kicked in, is also a very positive tailwind that should help consumers choose packaged over loose. So, the market size will definitely expand, and our brand being the dominant brand in the category should stand to gain from this regulation.
Okay. This post-rice, white rice ban, this, the parabolic rice are in great demand. So do we deal in parabolic rice?
Parabolic non-basmati rice, you mean?
Yeah.
No, our exposure in that space is very minimal, so we're not quite dealing into that category.
Okay. Thanks a lot. All the best. Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mahesh Atal from Atal and Associates. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for taking my question. Just wanted, you have just informed us that you have changed the distributor in Saudi. So is this new distributor going to take care of the Horeca segment also, which we were actually looking for? And I think in the last quarter it was told that you are looking for that, and maybe in the next couple of quarters you will see something. So is this distributor going to take care of that thing also? And my second question would be, like, I'm just trying to get on that inventory valuation. So when I see, when Mr. Ashish has just told that the inventory levels of rice last year quantity wise was 367,000. And this year it is 371,000, but the value wise it is going, I'm not able to understand. Can you please elaborate on this, please? These are my two queries.
Yes, sir. I'll question you on the Saudi front. We have already finalized with very big and good distributor in Saudi. Already the agreement has been sent to them. We are expecting to get back the agreement duly signed by 15th-16th of August, and simultaneously the shipment will start. This time we have made a common distributor for both retail, Horeca and modern stores. And regarding your inventory, I will ask Ashish to reply you.
Sorry, I didn't get your question on inventory. Can you repeat?
Yeah, Mr. Ashish, just if you can just see the rice levels. I mean, quantity-wise, you have just told that it is 371,000 compared to 367,000 vis-a-vis. But valuation-wise, there's big gap. So I'm not able to understand how we are valuing this particular thing.
Yeah, so the value of rice inventory as of June 22 was at 1,908 crores. That same number now is 2,264 crores. So if we look at the per ton value, it was around 52,000 as of June 22, and the number now is 61,000.
Okay. And one more thing, sir. So, are we with this distributor, are we very sure that we'll be reaching our earlier, in 2018-19 levels? I mean, whatever we used to do earlier in the Saudi market, that was around 15,000 plus crores. Are we still, expecting it in this particular financial year for the part of the year?
We appoint a distributor after evaluating all the minus and plus cons he has. This time we think that it took us about another 6 months as we took last time, and we are quite confident that within next 1 year we'll reach to our old numbers which we used to have in 18, 19, 20s. No problem in that.
And so what's the conservative way, what's the idea behind having so much cash in books there? I'm just able to understand the maximum requirement is something around 500 crores, including the maintenance and the capex that you are going to do. So just wanted to know that why there is an additional cash of 300 to 500 crores, because it will somehow reduce the ROC, right?
Yeah, I think, you'll have to consider our inventory requirement. So, we stock up paddy, which is our basic raw material, in October to December, and that is when the fund requirement is there. So you have to consider that along with the capex when you look at our overall fund requirement.
So will this buyback and giving back to shareholder thing will be a regular normal thing? Can we expect another buyback? Or what's the plan on the, let's say if you are having additional cash and there's no inventory that you want to pile up for the next season, maybe you may take a decision for that in the next season. But still, is this on the card and this will be a regular thing? Or it is one-time thing which you have done in the 5 years period?
No, nothing.
we find this buyback to be a tax friendly in the hands of the shareholder and the investor, and we can think of it to be a not a regular but a very frequent feature.
All right, sir. All right. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Next question is from the line of Saurabh Jain from Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello. First question will be on the total volume for domestic NBR and Basmati.
So we are not
Mr. Jain, your voice is not audible.
We are not properly audible actually.
Yes, sir. Is it audible now?
Yes, a little better. There is some background noise.
So I'm saying, what is the allocation between domestic and export volumes in Basmati and NBR?
Yeah, so, you know, in my speech, I had given out the volume sales of both businesses. I can give you the data after the call unless you have some other question.
Yeah, and the other question is, what will be the impact of FSSAI new law on your COGS, cost of goods sold? Yeah, if there will be any GP, hit on the GP going forward?
See, as far as branded business for KRBL goes, we've been always compliant to FSSAI in terms of purity of Basmati. So as a brand, we've always sold 100% pure Basmati rice in our packets. So the, this rule does not have any impact as such on the cost for KRBL for compliance. However, we see competition prices going up because a lot of loose as well as branded players had a significant amount of blending in their packs. So we see a much more fairer competition in the market with in regard to this regulation.
Yeah, and with regards to NBR, there is a 30 crore you sold, okay, in terms of business. So what would be the output volume in that domestic NBR?
Yeah, so the volume is about 5,300 tons.
Okay, and I think domestic Basmati you have done, you have already told us. So 107,000, is it correct?
Yes.
107,000 metric tons at 68,500. So what are the plan on the like NBR space? So what would be the realization in terms of NBR? Okay, I got it, 30 crore on 5,300.
Yeah.
With the realization, right. And future plans on NBR, because you said 400 crore is the revenue you would be getting on the new plants. So it will be from the NBR only or a mix of NBR and Basmati?
No, it's a mix of NBR and Basmati. NBR.
So what would, and 450 in next year or a couple of years?
400, 450 is for projection for 1 year or what? 2 years. Sorry, it's 400 crore realized revenue.
No, it's when the plants come online. It's not for next 1 year.
So it's not for the next 1 year. Once all the plants are fully operational.
Yeah, year one.
Maybe by FY25 or 26. So what would be the allocation in NBR and Basmati in 400 crore?
So, see, the plants are still under construction. So I think it's a little too early for that question. But broadly, it'll be a mix of the two, of course.
Okay, mix of the two.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in terms of export, what would be the overall tonnage, if you can...
That is a very granular question. Don't see the relevance right now, but we can touch offline if you like. No?
Okay, fine. Thank you, and congratulations. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Upadhyay from Securities Investment Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity and thanks for the buyback. Two questions. One is, can you talk on the performance of Unity brand where we were trying to move from the smaller or the unorganized Basmati to a relatively low price basmati. So how is the brand doing? And with this FSSAI regulation, if you have to consider the cost, the price differential, which adulterated people were able to sell a basmati rice versus now on a normalized, what kind of a price differential will it bring us to? So if it was 100 versus our brand, how much of that reduction will happen now?
See, non-basmati admixture in basmati rice vary from grains from 40 rupees a kg up to 60-65 rupees a kg. So, and blending varies from anywhere between 10-15% to almost up to 50-60%. So it's a quite a wide range of blending that happens across markets. If I have to talk about in numbers, it can vary from 5 rupees a kg up to 25-30 rupees a kg in terms of blending variance. So across markets, the effects will be different. For this regulation to come in place. However, we see a positive outlook for our brands across. Unity, obviously being a pure basmati rice and a more affordable basmati rice being the steam range compared to India Gate, will definitely get better acceptance because the overall pricing in the market for other basmatis will increase. So Unity should get more competitive in terms of that. In terms of that, and we see a positive outlook for that brand specifically.
Okay, and what would be the price differential of Unity versus currently adulterated basmati rice?
As I told you, the current adulterated basmati rice across markets would be, but a Unity would be at least a 10-15% premium compared to current adulterated basmati rice.
Okay, and another on the this Saudi distributor. Now, if we go back to 2021, we took almost 1.5-2 years to appoint this new distributor. And I think he started operating last year around Q1 itself. And within 1 year, we are again looking at a new distributor. So just trying to understand what are the factors on which we appoint these distributors and what was the key things where you believe the lapses were happening that you wanted to reappoint a newer distributor? So just wanted, if you can spend some time here.
Yeah, I'll try to explain you. Q1, 22 and Q2, they did a phenomenal job and we were getting orders worth about, we got in 2 months order worth about more than 23,000 tons, and we thought that within 1 year we'll reach to our old numbers of more than 100,000 tons a year. All of a sudden, after 2 months, I don't know what happened. He started asking for more discounts. He started asking for credits. There were so many type of problems he tried to create, and as a principal, when a contract is signed, it is for a minimum one year, and we could not either give him both the thing, neither the more discounts and nor the credit. Credit is definitely in KRBL. We don't entertain credits normally. So that was the reason, and we finally said whether you want to work or not, it, your both the claims cannot be entertained, and that is why we had to go to the new one. And this time we were quite sure, and he agreed for that. A credit does not require, and at least for minimum 1 year, I will agree and I will work on the discounts which have been agreed upon. Margins or discounts, whatever you say, agree about the discounts or margins. So I feel that this time, minimum 1 year when he will get the real taste of India Gate. Now that old distributor is trying to come back to us, we are not interested to work with him. So as a brand, so it's a strong brand, but I don't know why he wanted to exploit in between the agreement. So we have selected the new one.
Okay. And just one last question, sir. When these agreements we have with the distributor, is there a volume clause which we put, say, in this year, this much kind of a volume he has to get, so as to get a higher incentive, or how the incentives and the discount structure worked around with the distributor?
See, first of all, there is no distribution contract with us. We have distribution contract for more than 50-60 countries. But quantity or definition of commitment of quantity is no contract. No distributor will guarantee you for the contract, for the quantity. Incentives are there. If you will sell above that, then we'll give you 1% or 1.5% more. But normally those incentives, there are very few distributors who cross those incentives. And they're all old distributors like in Australia. There are few in America. They are doing well. And even in Middle East, Doha, Qatar, Dubai, they are doing very well. Only we are disturbed in one or two distributor channel. One is in Kuwait and other is in Saudi Arabia. Otherwise, everywhere is going okay.
Okay. Fine, sir. Thanks a lot. I'll come back to the queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to the participant. Please limit your questions to two per participant. Next question is from the line of Navid Virani from Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible. So firstly, sir, in the opening remarks, you mentioned that there has been a remarkable growth in the non-basmati business. So can you please quantify the contribution of non-basmati rice to our total sales and how one should see this going forward, if you can discuss that as well?
So, I mentioned those numbers. Non-basmati currently contributes to 30 crores over our 845 crores domestic revenue. And that's roughly about just sub of 5%. Our target also for this year, for the financial year, is to, for the non-basmati to be salient at about 5% of the overall revenue for the year.
Okay, okay. And secondly, can you also, you know, let us know the contribution of bulk or non-branded rice to the total revenue?
Bulk or non-branded?
Yeah, I mean, bulk rice. The non-branded part of the business, which I wanted to know.
Yeah, so I had, I think useful to look at that number for the last financial year. So the total bulk was at around 15% of our total revenue in the last financial year.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you for this clarification. All the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Syed Faiz Ahmed from MIF Investment and Financial Service Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, basically, main aapse Hindi mein baat karna chahta hoon. Hello.
Hindi mein kariye aap baat.
Sir. मैं यहाँ पे मैं आपका इन्वेस्टर भी हूँ और मैं कंज्यूमर भी हूँ, मगर मैं जो प्रोडक्ट खरीदता हूँ तो उसमें जो पहले जो क्वालिटी थी और अब जो क्वालिटी है उसमें बहुत सारे फर्क हो गए हैं। जैसे मैं एक प्रोडक्ट लेता हूँ इंडिया गेट का और साथ में वही प्राइस का मैं अगर श्री महल का लेता हूँ तो वो दो प्रोडक्ट में आसमान जमीन का फर्क है। एज अ इन्वेस्टर अगर मैं कहीं पैसा इन्वेस्टमेंट करता हूँ तो मुझे वेल्थ में ग्रोथ चाहिए। तो दूसरा क्वेश्चन ये है कि एक इन्वेस्टर है आपका जिसने एक ब्लॉक डील हुई हुई है 12/2018 को पब्राई इन्वेस्टमेंट फंड करके, जिसमें उन्होंने 320,000 क्वांटिटी है और परचेस प्राइस है 594। तो सर ये इन्वेस्टर को आप रिलीज कैसे करेंगे? 2018 में ही इन्होंने ब्लॉक डील किया था और बाईबैक प्राइस आपका 500 है और 2018 से 2023 हो गई, ये इन्वेस्टर को आप रिलीज कैसे करेंगे और बाय
प्राइस? आप दोबारा से करिए, आपकी जो आवाज है क्लियर नहीं है, किसी को आपका क्वेश्चन समझ नहीं आ रहा तो रिप्लाई करने में दिक्कत होने वाली है। आप दोबारा से बोलिए, आपके क्वेश्चंस क्या है?
सर बेसिकली मैं इन्वेस्टर भी हूँ और कंज्यूमर भी हूँ।
राइट,
वी हैव अंडरस्टूड दिस। हाँ, तो मेरा पहला क्वेश्चन आप समझ गए होंगे, वो प्राइस वेरियंस, क्वालिटी वेरियंस और एज अ इन्वेस्टर विल में ग्रोथ। दूसरा क्वेश्चन ये है, एक आपका इन्वेस्टर है जिसमें ब्लॉक डील हुआ हुआ है 2018 में द पेब्राई इन्वेस्टमेंट फंड करके हैं, 2018 में प्राइस रेंज है 594, 3,20,000 करके वो शेयर है। सर ये 2018 को ये ब्लॉक डील हुई है मगर ये 2023 चल रहे हैं, तो सर ये इन्वेस्टर को आप रिलीज कैसे कीजिएगा जिसमें आप बायबैक 500 रुपीज पे कर रहे हैं, और एज अ इन्वेस्टर मुझे नहीं लगता है कि ये बायबैक प्राइस स्टैंडर्ड प्राइस है जिसमें आप एक्सपोर्ट भी कर रहे हैं, डोमेस्टिक सेल भी कर रहे हैं और मार्केट में बूम भी आया हुआ है राइस में, सर इसमें थोड़ा क्लियरिफाई कीजिए।
हाँ जी, मैं आपके सवालों का जवाब देता हूँ। पहला आई थिंक आपका ये चैलेंज था कि आपको क्वालिटी पहले और अब में फर्क है, तो इसमें आप हमारा जो कस्टमर केयर नंबर है उस पर फोन कर सकते हैं, आई थिंक वहाँ इजियर रहेगा आपको रिस्पॉन्ड करने के लिए। बाकी आयुष यहाँ पे है जो डोमेस्टिक बिजनेस देखते हैं, आप उनको भी डायरेक्टली रीच कर सकते हैं, दैट इज माय सजेशन ऑन द फर्स्ट वन। जो दूसरा है, देखिए वो डील दो शेयर होल्डर्स के बीच में हुई होगी, उसमें कंपनी का कोई रोल नहीं है, इसलिए इट विल बी डिफिकल्ट फॉर अस टू कॉमेंट ऑन दैट।
दूसरा शेयर होल्डर कौन है जिसमें ब्लॉक डील तो हो रही है, तो जाहिर सी बात है कंपनी को तो इन्फॉर्मेशन होती है ना, ये ब्लॉक डील हो रही है 3,20,000 परचेज हो रहे हैं 594 प्राइस पे, एक को आप अब्दुल्ला को आप रिलीज कर रहे हैं और एक इन्वेस्टर इंक्लूड हो रहा है,
कंपनी ने थोड़ी बेचा है जी, उसको समझाओ, कंपनी ने थोड़ी बेचा है 594 में, तो ब्लॉक डील आपस में दो शेयर होल्डर
ब्रोकर बीच में होते हैं
की होगी, उससे कंपनी तो क्या कर सकती है, तो मार्केट प्राइस मार्केट ड्रिवन है इस चीजों में, क्या कर सकती
है कि कंपनी को इन्फॉर्मेशन नहीं होती है कि इसमें एक ब्लॉक डील हो रही है ये प्राइस पे, एक इन्वेस्टर को रिलीज भी करना है।
आई मीन एज फार एज आई नो हमारे पास इन्फॉर्मेशन नहीं है, बट वी कैन स्टिल चेक। एनी अदर आपका और कोई सवाल है इसके अलावा?
ओके थैंक यू सर,
थैंक यू,
थैंक यू वेरी मच, वी विल टेक दैट एज लास्ट क्वेश्चन। थैंक यू वेरी मच मेंबर्स ऑफ मैनेजमेंट टीम। लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ KRBL लिमिटेड दैट कंक्लूड्स दिस कॉन्फ्रेंस। थैंक यू ऑल फॉर जॉइनिंग अस एंड यू मे नाउ डिस्कनेक्ट योर लाइन्स।